This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show.
It's halftime of the Adam Gold Show.
And now your halftime entertainment.
Instead of orange slices, we're breaking out beer at halftime. Multiple beer headlines. I'll give you one, then you give me one. All right,
okay.
Victoria?
Got this.
Bud Light has released its Panthers-themed packaging down in the Charlotte area. I guess they do this every year.
Adam Gold in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuta with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. We are talking retirement. Coach, how does longevity risk figure into our retirement and income plan?
This is the best of times and the worst of times, Adam. The longevity risk means we're going to live too long. But to me, every day I live is not too long.
Right, absolutely.
Good. So we want our money to outlive us. And unfortunately, many people have seen, you out there listening, maybe one of them, your money is not designed to outlive you. You might outlive your money, and that's not what we want to have happen. Because when we get to that day after you run out of money, it's not going to be a fun time. So let's design a plan that guarantees you'll never run out of money. We call it the GPI plan, Growth Protection Lifetime Income. For the next 10 people, this is a golden ticket, Adam. $1,000 value, we're going to do it at no cost or obligation.
And all you have to do is call. We make it so easy. Would you like financial independence into your retirement and beyond it? 800-661-7383. That golden ticket is a $1,000 value. Or you could text Adam to 21000 for Coach Pete DeRuta.
And on the side, doesn't say keep pounding.
No.
Doesn't say go Cats, which maybe I've heard. It says go Furs. Like,
no.
Drop the first syllable of pan.
No.
Put an apostrophe. Furs?
Stop. No.
Like Astros, but Strohs?
As a legit Panthers fan, no.
Like, there's some words that you could drop the first syllable on and it works. Like, obviously, like, Wolfpack, Tar Heels.
Yeah.
It works, right?
Thurs? No.
Go Thurs? Get that right out of here, Bud Light. We already got beef with Bud Light.
Yes.
When they tried to drop
for the
Go
Canes.
Rangers when
yes.
they were playing in our stadium and they got free Bud Lights.
In our own house.
And we had to clap back and be like, no, we got water fountains.
Exactly.
So Bud Light is about to get just the exile from North Carolina sports.
Off this island.
Take your Thurs and take your Rangers fan.
Take it up to New York.
The one that got arrested at the game after she was on Rangers social media. Get your Thurs.
Right.
Get your watered down beer.
Nope.
Get up on out of here, Bud Light. Unless, of course, you're interested in advertising for the show. In which case, please contact us. I don't know.
But let's not go with the Thurs.
But go Thurs. And then people started showing some of the other ridiculous ones. There's one sort of in the same area, Furman. I believe it's in Greenville, South Carolina. If not, somewhere in that area. And they're the Paladins. And there's a Bud Light thing that says go Dens. Like, come on, man.
No, that's we're just getting lazy here.
Go Dens? That doesn't work.
And it could just apply to so many different things, too. Like, how many words end in thurs?
Dins or thurs? Come on, man.
Just stop.
All right, what's your beer-related?
Okay, so this is not a Bud Light one, but like our poll today, dive bar-flavored beer or dive bar-flavored ice cream is actually a thing. Because why not? Miller High Life is selling alcoholic ice cream that tastes like a dive bar. So it is 5% alcohol.
Okay.
And for example, some flavors that they have. A hint of tobacco smoky.
Come on. Come on.
A peanut swirl, because all good dive bars have peanuts.
All right, sure. Peanut is a flavor.
And then this one. A gooey caramel swirl to represent the sticky floor.
Stop.
Yep.
So that's what I was going to ask. Is it beer-flavored ice cream or is it actual dive bar-flavored ice cream?
And that's the thing. I guess maybe it's just ice cream that is supposed to represent it, but it does have alcohol in it.
So this is a new thing. I don't know if you've been to, there's cities like Miami where there'll be like food trucks selling. There's some probably more local than that. It's not like it's something super exotic. I just haven't seen them around Raleigh that much. Yeah. Where they'll be like, food trucks with ice cream pops that are alcoholic, too.
Yes.
Have you had these?
I have not, but I've heard of them, yes.
I could do a,
like an icy pop, one of those things?
If it's that, I could do that.
Yeah.
I don't want alcoholic ice cream. Like, no, I don't like milk. I'm not a white Russian guy. Yeah, I don't need milk with my alcohol.
No,
so.
Well, and that's like the milkshakes. Have you heard of the milkshake, the alcoholic milkshakes that some restaurants will sell? That's just...
I'm not into those as much. Nah. And then there's beer that has lactose in it, too.
Oh, no.
Like, let's just keep these two things separate.
Sounds like a bad idea.
I'm curious about... I don't like anything where, like... They do this with jelly beans sometimes, where it's like, oh, here's this disgusting flavor. You're like, no, you know what? Right. I want my stuff to taste good.
Please.
I want my cherry jelly beans.
Yeah.
Not my, like, vomit jelly beans.
And I don't want a stomach ache afterward, either.
I don't want floor-tasting ice cream or tobacco-tasting ice cream.
No.
Because tobacco is also not something you eat anyway.
No.
Tobacco ice cream, get out of here.
Yeah.
All right, next up on Halftime. Hey, what's the deal with Pete Davidson?
Ugh.
You're not a fan?
I'm not.
How come all these good-looking, seemingly successful women are a fan of Pete Davidson?
They're just trying to make the headlines, I guess.
Can he even play a guitar? That used to be the thing of like, all right, I can't understand why anybody would be with this dude, but then he could like play a guitar and you're like, all right, I get it, yep. I get it.
Start the swooning.
But like, Pete, is being funny that big of a...
I mean, it's nice. Yeah, it can get some guys, you know, the attention, but no, not some of the people he has. I don't know, after that comment he made about the vet, I was like, nah, okay.
Wait, what was the comment about the vet?
This was a long time ago. There was, I think it was politics. There was a politician who was a vet, and he lost an eye, and he kind of made this, like, sideways comment about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, Martha Stewart has dismissed any rumors that she is the next person to be with
Martha
Pete Davidson.
Martha Stewart?
That's right. Pete Davidson, they were rumored to be together because there was one... Yeah, like picture of them holding hands one time, and then people were like, yeah, there it is, a picture of them with Kim Kardashian, and Pete Davidson is holding Martha Stewart's hands. But Martha Stewart said, oh, it was a charming young boy. They were both together at the roast of Justin Bieber, so people were trying to make it a thing. She said, Pete Davidson is like the son I never had. He's a charming boy who is finding his way. But apparently they are not a thing.
Okay.
So, Martha, are you a fan of Martha Stewart if you're not a fan of Pete Davidson?
I don't know. I'm neither here nor there with Martha.
All right. I was just hoping somebody can tell me what it is. Is it just being funny? Is he taller than I think he is? Like, what is it?
I don't get that impression, but who knows? I've never met him.
I don't know. All right. But Pete Davidson and Martha Stewart, apparently not actually a thing. I know you were worried about that.
Yes, I was, very.
All right. Next up on Halftime. Shout out to the headline writer at My Fox 8 in Greensboro.
Oh,
maybe they're listening. Are you familiar with My Fox 8?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm from Greensboro, that area. So
Fox 8, myfox8.com is the website.
Nice.
But Fox 8 News. The headline here, North Carolina, better place to live than South Carolina,
yes.
Report. Now, the report is just the worst places to live in America, according to Wallet Hub, which is, again, like, I don't even know if that's a thing, right? And South Carolina ranked 45th. Okay, they're ahead of Mississippi and Arkansas, Louisiana. They're 45th. North Carolina was 29th, right?
Okay.
So it's not like they were, like, crushing it in the top 10,
yeah.
But just picking out the fact that South Carolina was anywhere below North Carolina,
right.
And turning this into a headline of North Carolina, study says North Carolina, better place to live than South Carolina. They just know you know your audience.
You're
just feeding us red meat, and we are eating it up because, well, of course, North Carolina is a better place to live than South Carolina. But just context-free headlines, fantastic. I found that hilarious. Are you a fan of South Carolina? Do you travel to South Carolina?
I mean, yeah, I have. I've done multiple times. But, you know, South Carolina is a little salty about us having, the Panthers in North Carolina.
Well, technically, the Panthers in Charlotte, which is South Carolina. But, you know, we cheer for them anyway.
Yeah.
We have, for our whole life, we've been trying to work a trade for Charleston. We'll take Charleston since we have beaches.
Yeah.
They can have Charlotte. Since it's, like, hot and sitting right there on the border.
Mm-hmm.
We're keeping the Hornets.
Yes. We'll
let them have the Panthers. We're taking Charleston. But shout out to the headline writer at Fox 8 at Greensboro. Report.
Hilarious.
Raleigh, a better place to live than Greensboro. And finally, Halftime Entertainment. The NBA has announced they're not going to play games on Election Day. And I congratulate them for this. This is a great move. They said, according to the NBA, the scheduling decision came out of the NBA's family's focus on promoting nonpartisan civic engagement and encouraging fans to make a plan to vote during midterm elections. Over the next few months, NBA teams plan to distribute information on their state's voting process and voter registration deadlines. So that means on the same, you know, fans are going to come there to look for buying tickets or buying merch or learn about their team. And in addition, they're going to be pushing good stuff. This is no different than at, like, the library, having good materials to help people out and all kinds of stuff, job fairs, stuff like that. So this is fantastic.
Over the crossbar! And the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup!
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th anniversary wherever you get your podcast.
If you have a problem with the NBA doing this, I'd like to hear it. Because I feel like somebody is going to find a problem with the NBA doing this. Again, they're going to assume that the NBA is encouraging certain voters and not others. But this is pretty clear. If they're just saying, we want more people to vote, if they're making voter registration available, voter information available, get on board with this. This is an inherently good thing. A society wants maximum engagement. You could sit there and be cynical and talk about who you would like to vote and all that stuff. But the best functioning democracies and signs of civil engagement in a good society is people participating in voting. And I'd love nothing more than to see our voting numbers continue to increase. I'd like to see, I believe in certain counties, they're making at least part of the day, the school day, make it a teacher work day for election day. I'd love to see it be a national holiday. I'd also like to see the Monday after Super Bowl be a national holiday.
Same.
I'll take Election Day first. All we got to do for the Super Bowl, it's easy. Move it to Saturday. That one's easy. We could do that.
Yeah.
Okay? I know NFL loves Sunday. We can do it on Saturday. People are still going to watch. It's the Super Bowl. Whatever. They're being stubborn there. But Election Day, kudos to the NBA for leading the way on this. I guess the NHL would be the only other team playing at the time. And obviously, most games are going to take place at night when polls close. You know, most polls close at 7, 7:30, 8. But though some don't, especially in urban areas, the Board of Elections could set it so you can vote all day if you want. And people like to make it accessible. So oftentimes their games weren't going to conflict anyway. But they know they're going to drive headlines about the election by reminding people we're not going to play that day. Why are there no NBA games today? Oh, that's right. It's Election Day. What if 100 more people vote because they remember that day because they knew there weren't NBA games? That's 100 people who weren't voting. That's a good thing. I applaud the NBA's efforts on this. Election Day is coming up in November. I wish I knew off the top of my head what Election Day was. No, it has it right here. November 8th.
There you go.
I usually can remember it because my birthday is November 9th.
Oh.
And it's the last, in the latest that a national election can be is November 8th, because it's always the first Tuesday that isn't the first. So it could be anywhere between the 1st and the 8th. So when I turned 18 two or three days after an election, and if I had been 18, I could have registered to vote when I was 17 and a half, but I didn't get to vote in 1996. So,
man,
November 8th, the latest it could be.
Yeah.
And then we could all celebrate my birthday the next day.
Well, see, now I'm not going to forget your birthday.
That's right. You shouldn't. Just like you should know the draft from 2016. You have the capacity to remember all
the
these
stats,
things.
Yes.
Stats and birthdays. That is the Halftime Entertainment.
This is the Adam Gold Show.
Over the crossbar! And the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup!
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.